Last March, when the public still grasped with the reality of a pandemic, Katie Jones looked at the calendar and thought the Asheville Fringe Festival, which she directs, might have to do things differently in 2021.
Our initial thoughts were actually that we might just cancel altogether.
Over the next several months, Jones watched how fringe festivals elsewhere handled the realities of social distancing.
Then, you know, we decided we can still make a really good festival if everything's virtual. And so we just need to focus on that because it's the safest and most responsible, but we can still provide really good content.
Most of the 19th annual Asheville Fringe Festival happens online. Some performances are live, some pre-recorded, and you'll actually have to leave your screen to see others happening at various outdoor locations. Caleb Beisert has a head start in this new reality. He's an Asheville poet who has been hosting his weekly open mic nights online since the pandemic started after throwing them for a decade at the Sovereign Kava Bar.
Doing the virtual show has really all pushed us as artists. And the other trick is how to make it come alive and how to make it different and how do you make it feel like a show? When it started to click for us is when we realized that we're not recreating a live experience. We're working in a totally new medium.
Poetry Cabaret is a live show featuring Beisert and five other poets, a dancer, and a musician in a show with a meta-narrative of sorts, a post-apocalyptic situation in which the poets are having trouble connecting with one another online.
The important part is being able to have the live music and dance with the poets, which can be challenging, you know, with people's internet connections with a little bit of delay. But we had the advantage of having that dialed in a little bit already.
Jenny Cockrell is a dancer focused on the intimate, improvisational, and at times melodramatic form of buto. The one-to-one dances she had hoped to perform for this fringe festival were scuttled by new pandemic restrictions. She wouldn't consider moving to a virtual stage, so her performances will now happen outside.
With buto, like, you're not going to shy away from something that's difficult. So if it's raining, I'll be there. If it's snowing, I'll be there. Dancing through that discomfort is part of the experience as the performer, for sure.
A dance troupe potting together in Leicester just this past week canceled its multi-camera production for The Fringe after a member of the collective tested positive for COVID. Jones, the festival director, battled her own bout with COVID in December. Barring other such surprises, there will be more than two dozen productions from artists around the country and beyond across puppetry, theater, comedy, dance, and storytelling, along with several film screenings. The festival runs Wednesday through Sunday. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.